Bread or freedom? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The anti-bailout wing in Congress has made it clear. Even if the predictions of economic disaster are entirely true, they were willing to risk it. The bipartisan economic rescue went down 228 to 205. No amount of arm twisting was going to work. In the final minutes before the gavel fell, two yes votes went no. We're about to find out just how urgent this deal was. Democrat Jay Inslee voted no over the provision that in 5 years, the president would propose a way to make Wall Street pay any shortfall. He considered it toothless.
That is the thinnest, most transparent fig leaf ever invented in a town that is full of fig leaves. The unidentified president was going to send a letter to Congress, to an unidentified Congress, with an unidentified plan. There was no require that Congress even read it.
Meantime, anti-bailout Republicans like Thaddeus McCotter of Michigan rejected it for the opposite reason. They want the government to keep hands off.
And it has always been the temptation in a crisis, especially, to sacrifice liberty for short-term promises of prosperity. And it was no mistake that during the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution, the slogan was peace, land, and bread. Today, you are being asked to choose between bread and freedom. I suggest that the people on Main Street have said they prefer their freedom, and I am with them.
Of course, most people expect both. I wonder, as we knock on doors around the world offering to share this system of ours, just how big an army it will take to get them to say yes. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.